Zeus, welcome to CNN Student News, the day after the second U.S. presidential debate. We'll tell you more about that in just a few minutes, but we're starting with a quick recap of Hurricane Matthew's effects on the U.S. southeast. What's left of the storm was headed out to sea last night. It was moving east into the Atlantic and expected to die out there. But it left massive flooding behind in Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas and killed at least 17 people across those four states. As a hurricane, Matthew roared up the coast of the U.S. southeast over the weekend. Its storm surge, the rise of water a hurricane pushes ashore, turned streets into virtual rivers in Jacksonville and several other Floridian communities. Beaches were eroded. Roads were washed out. More than 2 million households lost electricity. Flooding continues in North Carolina, which seems to have gotten the brunt of the storm in the U.S. The eastern part of the state expected to be flooded for days as rivers rise over their banks. But the storm was especially deadly in Haiti. Officials aren't sure yet how many people died there. Some estimates say more than 300 were killed in the storm, but others put the toll at more than twice that. A lot of the nation's agriculture has been wiped out, with farmland destroyed, and a Haitian senator says the biggest concern now is cholera, an infectious disease that can be deadly and that spreads through dirty water, which is now all over the country. All of this only adds to the struggles of the impoverished Caribbean nation.